You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello out there, all you friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcasts. I am Chris, and I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Ian.
Hello, everybody.
So we've got a special little pre-last Skywalker saga show we're calling the Road to the Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, the Road to Skywalker. It's been a long road.
Yes.
A long journey. Yes, this episode is coming out the week of the premiere. It's obviously coming out that Monday, and then we're seeing it that Thursday. Yes. Chris and I, along with some of our friends.
We are recording exactly a week out.
Yes, and so we are, then after we see the movie, we're going to be going straight to my place, and Chris and I are going to be recording our thoughts on it. There will be lots of crying, probably, and lots of sobbing.
It's not going to be any words. It's just going to be just sobbing.
Just the occasional cry, and then, Rey, Kylo. So, be prepared for that. News-wise, not a whole lot has happened since our previous episode, except for a, like, what do you want to call this? Like, is it a trailer? Is it a...
It's a trailer. It's a surprise. I don't know. Here's something to keep you occupied for the next week. Trailer.
It's so Lucasfilm released like maybe 2 or 3 hours ago. It was a full-fledged clip. Obviously, it was cut to, you know, for time's sakes and everything like that. But it's a clip, and there's some spoilers in there.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's
it makes you think.
Stuff happening. I mean, yet again, it is like all of the trailers we've seen where a lot is happening, but we still know nothing.
Yes. So basically what the clip entails is Kylo in his new TIE fighter arriving
at... It's so fancy.
I know, it's nice. At some planet, we don't know where. It looks to be the ice planet where all the Star Destroyers raise up from the ground. At least we can infer that. I don't know if that's really the case or not. But... And he, like, goes down to this, like, ancient, hidden, like, temple thing.
Yeah. It looks like a Sith temple.
Is it a Sith temple, do you think?
It looks like, I mean, it looks like the old canon comic book Sith temples.
Yes. It's very much, like, people are saying, is this Moriban from, like, the Clone War, or from Rebels? I don't think it is, because Moriban didn't have snow, unless, you know, happens to change seasons there. I don't know. But it's very, there's statues and everything. It's very, like, Old Republic, or Sith Temple, something another.
Yeah, it's very cool looking. Whatever it is, yes. It's super cool.
So basically, Kylo has his saber activated. He lowers down into this catacomb tomb area, and whose voice do we hear but good old Sheev Palpatine.
Good old Sheev.
We hear Sheev say something extremely cryptic, and he says that I have been the voice you've heard in your head.
And then he turns into a whole bunch of different voices.
Yes, he turns into Snoke, and then we also hear him turn into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So, I think my theory of Palpatine, like, his spirit, like, taking over, like, Vader's helmet or some other kind of, you know, object. I think that is what's happening.
Yeah. Well, it also makes sense that Kylo's been hearing Vader's voice when everybody's like, but Vader made peace at the end of his life.
Right.
So why would he be taunting him like that? Because it's not Vader. Yeah. That's why.
And like we said, it's Snoke, Vader, and Palpatine. What does that mean? Was he Snoke?
I don't know. I don't know any of it.
What does it mean? It's very, very cryptic. And I'm honestly surprised they released that one.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
Like, you know, they I'm very shocked.
Why should like not be in the movie at all?
Oh, I would be pissed.
It would be pretty hilarious.
So pissed. So like we said, this is our road to Skywalker. We're just gonna be talking some Star Wars stuff, our favorite memories, what we think's gonna happen in 9, how we're gonna deal with it post 9, and you know, all that kind of stuff. I should also mention, real quick, that next year at Planet Comic Con, we are going to be having a panel.
Yay! Again!
Yes, again. Our panel is going to be discussing The Rise of Skywalker, what you all thought about it, and the future of Star Wars, what it's going to hold with movies, Disney Plus shows, all that good stuff. So we are not going to say the date just yet, just in case things change, but we will for sure be at Planet Comic Con in KC with a panel, so stay tuned for more info on that.
Yeah, if you want your questions live.
Yes.
Come and see us.
Audience participation is greatly encouraged. So Star Wars.
Star Wars. Literally the center of my life's universe.
It's coming to an end. A certain section of it's coming to an end.
Yeah. I mean, the main section. Let's be real here.
Yeah.
Most of our existence, the real Star Wars is the Skywalker saga.
Yes.
I mean, there's always been, like, little offshoots, like droids and Ewoks and whatnot. Right. But most people don't know about that stuff.
Yeah. I knew you were going to get an Ewok jab in there somewhere. I knew you got to mention it.
I love the Ewoks.
I know you do. So for people, and I don't know if it's your case or not, but especially my age, because you and I aren't that far apart in age.
Yeah.
But for people, especially my age and, you know, a few years younger and like maybe one or two older, our first introduction to Star Wars was for sure probably the VHSs of 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
But our first introduction of Star Wars, like in a theater surrounding, was when the special editions came out.
Yeah, because we were all born.
And the prequels.
Long after they premiered on screen.
Yes. You know, whereas, you know, our parents grew up with Star Wars, the original trilogy, in theaters. We grew up with the special editions of them. And, you know, we were very much grew up with the prequels and Clone Wars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think that gives us an advantage with us appreciating Star Wars on a whole new level, or no?
No, I wouldn't call it an advantage. I think every generation of Star Wars fan is their own special entity. You know, the original fans who were around when they first premiered, and then the millennial fans and the Gen X fans, and you know, now today's fans,
right?
The Zoomers or whatever you want to call them. It's a different experience for everybody. But I don't think one's better than the other per se. Oh,
that's a safe answer. That's a good answer.
That's a safe answer.
that's a good one. That's
yeah. And world peace.
Thank you, Miss Kansas. So yeah, I kind of feel that we had a new understanding of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like some of, you know, our parents' age didn't get the prequels. They didn't know why they needed to be told, so they didn't really like them a whole lot. But, like I said, we grew up on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you and I both will defend the prequels, you know, to our dying breath, to an extent, at least.
I mean, they're not my favorite thing in the world, but I do have a love for them.
Oh, for sure. And so that's what I think about that, but that's, you know, that's a whole different episode topic there in itself.
Yeah.
So let's start with our favorite moments in Star Wars. Do you have a favorite moment between, let's do the trilogy. So do you have a favorite moment in the prequels, original, and then so far, the sequels.
Okay, favorite moments from the prequels. Probably the Duel of the Fates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one. I'm going to jump around. These are no particular order.
No, yeah, go for
chronological
it.
Or ranking. Order 66 is pretty yep. heavy and pretty cool. And it's kind of boring, I guess, but I like Padme's like senatorial moments. I don't know. That was kind of cool.
One that like sticks out, or just like all of them.
Well, you know, this is how democracy dies is a
yes.
fantastic line.
And so relatable today.
Yes, very relatable and relatable back then. I mean,
yeah.
George Lucas is and was and always has been a very political entity.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, what about you?
So, I share some of the same ones with you. Duel of Fates, for sure. Order 66. The Battle of Coruscant was
oh, yeah.
glorious. The pod race scene was actually very cool.
Oh yeah, that's kind of well. That was groundbreaking.
Yes. And then I feel like the whole kind of creation of the clone army and all that stuff that led into the Clone Wars was huge and really cool for me too.
Makes sense. I think the one thing I would add to that is the Obi-Wan and Anakin's battle on duel on Mustafar.
Yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah. That was a sad one.
Yeah, no, it's super sad.
That was so sad, but so good. The last like 30 minutes of Revenge of the Sith is just like
great. Oh, it's heartbreaking. Yeah,
it's heartbreaking, but it's super super good.
Yeah, the dialogue isn't great, but you get no. it. You get it.
Yeah. So original trilogy favorite moments.
Okay. Well, this is easy. A New Hope would be Luke first meeting Leia in the cell okay. as a stormtrooper. And
so short.
Right? So adorable. Even before that, actually, the setting twin sons out at the homestead, the Lars homestead. After,
oh, yes, the binary sunset music.
Yeah, after he's discovered that his aunt and uncle are dead.
Right.
It's such
not
a
crisp, not
beautiful
crispy.
Scene. Beautiful, beautiful scene. Let's see. Empire Strikes Back. Obviously, the I Am Your Father is probably the most iconic scene from a movie of all time.
Oh, for sure. One of the biggest twists of all time.
Yeah, and that duel is gorgeous, really really beautifully done. And let's see, Return of the Jedi. I love the scene towards the end with Luke and Leia outside of the celebrations or the, you know, random feasting or whatever in the mm-hmm. Ewok village,
the one where he tells her that tells you're her. My sister.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a very beautiful scene as well. And great music.
It is.
I mean, the whole rescuing Han. Jabba.
Oh, from Jabba.
Jabba's palace, the skiff skirmish. Those are all great scenes.
They are. They're all very good.
It's hard to pick. It's hard to pick my favorites from the original trilogy because it's like
I know. I can. So thing. Mine narrows it down to. The very opening scene of New Hope where the blockade runner shooms past you and then it's, you know, followed by the Star Destroyer.
Oh yeah, very iconic.
That whole battle on that ship as well. The trench run. And then just them like running around the Death Star. That was always yeah. fun to see. And then I love the Battle of Hoth. The introduction to Lando.
Oh yeah, that's great. Cloud City is fantastic.
It is. And then being introduced to Yoda.
Yoda.
To senior citizen Yoda.
Senior citizen. He's no longer just Yoda.
No, he's now Senior Citizen Yoda. We have Baby Yoda, so now this one's, you know.
Senior Citizen Yoda.
Senior Citizen Yoda. He gets his IHOP discount.
Awesome.
And then Return of the Jedi. I loved everything with Jabba's Palace.
Yes.
I love seeing all the creatures there, the music. I just loved that whole entire thing. Like, if I had an unlimited amount of money, I would totally design, like, my bedroom or living room to look like Jabba's throne.
That says a lot.
I would have a functioning trapdoor that, like, would lead to, like, the second floor of the house or some. I would have it, and I don't care about safety regulations. I would have it.
It just drops down to, like, a ball pit.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. I don't care. And then I love the sail barge assault.
Yes.
And the whole meeting the Emperor and the battle of the second Death Star and destroying the Superstar Destroyer and that huge space scene. That was always really cool, too.
Yeah. It's interesting how you often pick the space scenes and I often pick, like, the emotional dialogue scenes.
I like space battles. They're really fun.
Yeah, no, they are.
And that's always when, like, the really, like, intense music happens, too, and I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and see, well, that's the same reason that I like the emotional dialogue scenes, because I feel like there's really intense music.
We like different intensities.
Yes. We like different kinds of intense music.
Yes. And then we're going to be talking about the sequel trilogy, so that's obviously The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. But first, we have to take a short break, so we will be right back, guys. And welcome back. Wasn't that great? You got a little break. You learned something. Cool. What'd you learn? I don't know, but you learned something. So, the sequel trilogy, we're talking about our favorite moments. Do you want to go first or you want me to go?
Sure, I can start. Let's see.
Okay,
so Force Awakens. I really enjoy the bit where Rey is sitting in, like, the remains of a ship. It's an X-Wing, right? Is it an X-Wing? Something? I don't know.
Do you about her home? Or...
Yeah.
No, she's in the remains of a walker.
Oh, right.
But which, she has the X-Wing helmet.
Yeah, and she's got the X-Wing helmet on, and she's just kind of, like...
Chilling.
And imagining things. I don't know. I love that scene. It's really cute.
It is very fun.
Let me think. This one's tougher. It's hard when, because I haven't seen them as many times. You know, like, I mean, I've still seen them, like, over a dozen times, but still...
Right. See, I just rewatched them not that long ago, so I still have some fresh ones in my mind.
I need to rewatch them this week. Definitely the last battle between Kylo and Rey. I know people have issues with that, but I have zero issues with that because it's a beautiful battle.
Right.
Yeah. I guess... I don't like it, but it's a wonderful scene when we lose Han. I know what you're
going to talk about. Yep.
It's just... I've seen it so many times, and I cry every single time.
Really?
I still cry.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a crier, so that's not that surprising.
Well, I know that.
But, yeah. No,
like,
I cry.
I fully expect you to have tissues at this next movie.
Oh,
like,
God, I'm going to die. I'm just going to die.
All right, so what about Last Jedi?
And then, oh wait, I was gonna say, and then when Rey comes back and hugs Leia.
Oh, when she hugs Leia, yeah.
Although I'm still annoyed that they rebuked Chewie, because, hello, people.
They had her hug him in the comic.
I know, that doesn't count.
I know.
That was an egregious mistake.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Last Jedi. Let's see. I like... the training montages are always really good.
Oh, when she's with Luke?
Yeah. Pretty much all... almost all of the moments with Luke. I love. I know it's really cheesy, but I do like the long-distance phone call, force phone call, between Kylo and Rey.
Oh, when they're...
With shirtless Kylo? Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. She's like, can you put a shirt on? He's like, nope.
So beautifully awkward, but I love it. Yeah.
Can you put a shirt on? No, I cannot.
Yeah. The flashback to why Kylo is really...
It's eye-opening.
It is, yeah. And
it's like, oh, wow.
Very surprising.
Yes.
Luke is very surprising all over the board in this movie. And I have my opinions on that, which I've probably discussed before.
Oh, yes, you have. And I know
that I'm not alone at all. That's probably like 99% of us have those same opinions. But yeah. And then finally, the Yoda just lightning bolting the ancient text.
Oh, he's like, his finger's like, oh, god damn it, I gotta do this shit again. Hold on. Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So my favorite moments from The Force Awakens was...
Oh, I forgot one. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, what?
Oh, the opening battle where Leia's ship gets blown up. Well, not blown up, but...
Oh,
where she is and gets blasted out into space and literally forces herself back.
Forces.
Because she's amazing.
So Force Awakens, I loved seeing them, you know, what about that ship? That one's garbage. The garbage will do, and they run, it's the Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. I love seeing Maz's castle.
Yes, that's really cool.
That was fun. Seeing Han and Chewie again. Oh god, what else? There's so many great things about that movie. Yeah. I like
the random bits between Rey and Finn where she's like, stop holding my hand.
Oh, I love that. And then I love when BB-8 has a little lighter thumb.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And when she's pointing to whatever she needs to fix the Falcon, he's like, no, the one I'm pointing at, no, that one. If we don't plug this leak, we're going to die. Give me that thing. No, the other one. It was very funny. I liked the introduction of Phasma. Didn't really like where they went with the character, but I liked the introduction of her.
Yet another wasted character.
Yep. I liked seeing Leia and Han's reunion to be interrupted by C-3PO. That was hilarious.
Ugh, so typical, though.
That was so funny and so good.
It was a great throwback to the old canon as well.
It was. Just,
like, something that was happening constantly.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, that's very much 3PO in this. And I also liked seeing... the introduction of Poe and Finn, also known as Foe.
As Foe.
And then the Last Jedi, I loved the opening battle. I liked the introduction and visual of Snoke.
He's super menacing.
I liked Haldo, as much as people don't like her. I liked Haldo.
I loved
Rose. Didn't like what they really did with her character, but I like Rose. I loved the whole crate sequence from Leia's crate outfit to the whole battle. I liked Luke's stuff. And then the one thing that I really loved about that movie was Luke and Leia's little moment they had.
Yeah.
Because, thank God, Ryan put that in the movie, because that made her passing so much more like, ugh. Especially when Luke says no one is really gone. We're like, okay. Thank you. This is all like lining up very suspiciously and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. What, how are you preparing for this movie now?
A lot of denial.
Yep.
I'm avoiding all the spoilers. I know there's a lot out there.
I'm trying my hardest. They just released the track listing for the soundtrack.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's
do not spoiling. Click on it.
Yeah.
Do not.
Did you get spoiled?
No, I almost did.
Okay, good.
I was scrolling and then I saw the first track title, which doesn't spoil anything. We know what's happening. It's called Rey Trains.
Oh, okay.
That's not a spoiler. We already know she's training.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, scroll. Can't see.
Yeah. No, those are bad spoilers.
Yeah, really bad spoilers.
there's been a lot of random talk on the internet that's kind of likening it to reactions to season 8 of Game of Thrones, and I don't want to go there. I do not want to go there. I want to see it blind, I guess, and I'll decide. I don't know. However it ends is how it ends. It's not up to
correct.
Me.
Correct. Yeah. You did not get paid to be consulted for this.
It's not my vision.
For this gig.
I mean, I do feel like a lot of people say, oh, you know, nobody owes anything to the fans. I don't subscribe to that. I do feel that things are owed to the fans, because without the fans, right. You don't have anything.
Exactly. Do you think that this movie, so obviously it's a big one and a huge fan service is bringing back Palpatine, but do you think there's gonna be lots of fan service in it, or do you think they're gonna try and make it their own thing with like little fan services sprinkled throughout?
I think it'll be sprinkled throughout. I think it'll be,
yeah,
you know, not heavy handed. Yeah. Sprinkled.
Okay.
They has to. I mean, there's been so much fan service in The Mandalorian.
Right.
It's just what we do these days.
So how do you think it's going to end?
I honestly do not know. I don't have an idea, and I don't have expectations, and I feel like that's probably the best way to do it.
See, I've tried to do that, but at the same time, I'm like, no, it's got to end like this.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I really don't have any idea.
I kind of feel like, do you think, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that one, Kylo will be redeemed, and two, do you think he will die?
I think the most obvious direction for this to go would be for him to be redeemed and die.
Okay. Pulling a Vader.
Yeah. However, it is called The Rise of Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we know, he's the only Skywalker left.
Mm-hmm. Besides Leia, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not getting new content for Leia.
No, I'm sad. Oh.
Sorry, but it's not happening.
I know.
So it's hard. It's hard to gauge how that's going to be. But I would say that the most obvious path would be he redeems himself and dies.
Okay.
Yeah, vis-a-vis Vader.
Interesting. Do you think that?
But would be really interesting twist is if Rey sacrifices herself,
and she becomes like a legend, like Luke.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. That'd be interesting.
So she like sacrifices herself to redeem Ben, and then he goes on and trains Jedi.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Ooh,
that'd be kind of cool.
That'd be very interesting.
Yeah. Like, super redemption arc.
So, what do you think they're gonna do with Leia? Because this is a big discussion on the internet right now, because JJ has confirmed that they're only using stuff from 7, they're not using stuff from 8.
Yeah. And we get, what, like, 8 minutes?
Between 8 and 10 minutes, I'm guessing, yeah.
I don't know how they would kill her on screen. So if she does go, it's gotta be off screen. Somehow.
Yeah, or some kind of planetary laser hits the base or something. And yeah.
Or her ship goes gluey. I don't know.
Hope they don't do that.
It would be nice to just suggest that she, I don't know, keeps on somehow and is still doing her thing in the background. I don't know. It's
so
I hate
there's
about
scenes.
Leia.
I know. There's scenes they obviously didn't use for 7. And JJ has said that Billy, who plays Connix, is, you know, her daughter Billy, gets a scene with her. We know that Rey has a few scenes with her. And then they just released a new TV spot that has her in the base. So I'm hoping that they just keep her around at the base and she sends Rey off to go do whatever, and we just know that Leia is safe on wherever they're at.
Yeah. Just continuing the fight.
I do have a theory that... So, do you remember in the Force Awakens teaser, when Luke is doing the voiceover of, you know, my father has it, my sister has it, do you remember Maz handing her Luke's lightsaber?
Yeah.
I think Maz is the one who repairs Luke's lightsaber and gives it to her to give to Rey.
Interesting.
I think we're going to get that scene.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because, like I said, that's a scene that was never used.
Yeah. I do want more Maz. I do want more Maz.
Yes. She's seen briefly in the trailer. If you got to look for her, though, real quick, because she's there, but she's so short that you can't really see her. So, do you think that they're going to be killing major characters off in this one?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to get it?
Probably Kylo.
Okay.
Probably Kylo, but I don't know. Yeah, the most obvious ones would be Kylo and Leia. I could see Finn. I could see Finn biting the bullet.
I can see Poe biting the bullet more than Finn.
Yeah. Honestly, either of them.
I can also see them...
Because it's really sad because one has to go on without the other.
Yeah. I could see them killing off Rose. I don't want them to.
Yeah, see, that was one of my... like that's like my knee-jerk reaction. But I feel like Rose as a character and the actress have had such a bad time that they're like, you know what? Let's not kill Rose. We'll just let her have a happy ending.
I feel that... I mean, we didn't even talk... He is a character. 3PO?
Hmm. Yeah.
I think that...
That's a possibility.
If they end up maybe, like, wiping his mind for, you know, some kind of information that he's gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it happen, but what about Lando and Chewie?
Going out in a blaze of glory?
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks to bring them back just to blow them up. But maybe. I want to say Chewie's going to survive.
Yeah, I would say if anyone gets it, it would be Lando.
Yeah, I think Lando's iffy. But the black guy's going to die, guys. Spoiler alert.
Stop it. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't... JJ said that they took some... You know, they said that Force Awakens definitely played it safe. And they said this one takes a lot of risks. So, what that entails... Oh, we didn't even talk about Hux.
Oh, Hux is dead.
You think so?
As far as the bad guys go, yeah. I mean, they're bad guys. Hux is dead.
Do you think that he could be a turncoat?
No.
No? Okay.
No, he's a little see you next Tuesday. He's not getting turncoat.
See you next Tuesday. that's funny. I think that Richard Pryor, I believe that's his name. Did I say his name? Richard E. Grant. Excuse me. Richard Pryor.
That's not a name I recognize, but okay.
No, that's not even names from Star Wars. Forget about that, guys. I was just watching a movie with him in it. That's why it came to my mind. Richard E. Grant, who plays the new, like, commander or whatever. Apparently, he's, like, super ruthless and shit, so I want to see him die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll get a great command scene death.
And then Kablooey.
Yep.
So once the movie has ended, once the credits roll, once the lights come up in the theater, do you know what you're going to do?
I'm probably going to sit there.
Besides come over to my place and record?
Yeah. I'm going to sit very quietly, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
I think there's going to be a lot of hugging.
Yes, they're going to be... my seat's next to yours. So it's going to be lots of like us like grabbing each other's arms and going like, oh no.
Yes.
So I know you said you weren't ready, but... How would you know, knowing that this is going to be ending, I guess the question is, not necessarily are you ready for it to end, but are you ready to move on to a new chapter of Star Wars?
I wasn't, and I would say it's probably a popular opinion. with The Mandalorian, my mind has changed.
I kind of feel like that, too. Like, they released The Mandalorian just in time, so, like, they can be like, these are new stories you can get attached to as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been a solve to the to that empty, aching feeling that's already shown up, mm-hmm. that I know that it's ending. But I feel like there's still stuff to get excited about.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll be okay.
And we know what, you know, and we know, you know, Obi-Wan series is coming out. We know new movies are on the horizon as well, but they won't be out for, I believe, 2 years after this. Like, the next one doesn't come out until 2022, supposedly, so.
Yeah. I'm really excited for them to delve more into Jedi mythology, into the old school stuff, Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic. I think, there's some really fantastic storytelling that we can see there.
Oh, yeah, there's some great stuff just, like, ripe for the picking, and they just need to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a long road. It's been 42 years of storytelling.
Jeez.
through various media, video games, comics, novels, graphic novels, movies, radio plays, you know, you name it. And basically Star Wars has had some kind of version of it out there. So I think that, you know, people are going to, you know, love this. Like I said, we're seeing it together Thursday night, and then I'm seeing it again on Saturday night with my boyfriend because I have to tell you this story real quick. So we went out to lunch today, and I'm like, do you remember what happens in these movies? Because you're seeing it next Saturday. He goes, oh, that's next Saturday? I'm like, oh, yes. So I started talking to him about it, and he describes a bunch of stuff that happened in The Last Jedi, like, pretty well. Like, he's doing actually quite well. He's missing some names. He thought Rey's name was Ren for a while. I'm like, no, you're
I can see that. I can see that. That's cute.
Like, you're close. Not okay. So and then he starts talking about the duel between her and Kylo in the forest. And I'm like, yeah, that was, you know, for the other movie. And he goes, what? And I'm like, that happened in the other movie. He goes, that was in the other one? I'm like, yes. He goes, oh, I thought they're all one movie. I'm like, no. It's just
all one movie.
I mean, they take place, like I said, like 10 minutes after each other. But
yeah.
No, that's a different one. He goes, oh, okay. And then he goes, and I remember the man dying. I'm like, yes, the man did die.
The man died.
The man died.
Oh, my God.
It's the, like, Harrison man.
It's like no context spoilers. The man died.
The funniest thing, he could not remember Poe's name. So he goes, yeah, Gertrude. I'm like,
Gertrude?
Who the fuck is Gertrude? And he goes, the pilot. I'm like, Gertrude the pilot.
Yep.
I about fell out of the booth laughing at that.
Wow, I wish you could have recorded that.
Whenever we see Poe on screen, we're just going to say, yep, there's Gertrude. It's the funniest thing. I love, and he said, it was really, really cute. And I love that I could introduce Star Wars to him with that level and stuff like that. It's so funny.
It's adorable.
But yeah, so that about wraps up here, guys. This is our Road to Skywalker. We really cannot wait. Like we said in previous episodes that, you know, you may not see a whole lot of us interacting on Twitter for the next week, basically, just because of spoilers abound. So if you don't see us a whole lot on there, it's not because we're ignoring you or leaving or anything like that. It's just because we want to avoid everything that we can.
I don't want to be spoiled that the man died like I was last time.
No, because Monday is the U.S. Red carpet premiere for it. So basically after
Monday... And we have an in on that, by the way.
Yes, we do. But we won't tell you about that yet, which is going to be a surprise. Monday, basically after that, people will have seen the movie, and so you can expect things to be popping up Monday night into Tuesday morning.
Yep.
So basically after Monday night, it's going to be a full, like, social media blackout for me.
Me too.
Sorry.
Bye, Reddit. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Bye, Reddit. Bye, Twitter. Instagram. I don't think so. I will only watch, like, South Park episodes on YouTube, so I know the comments aren't going to be... Yeah, so it'll be fine. But, like we said, you know, don't spoil it for us. If you tag us in something, please make sure it's not spoilery. We greatly appreciate it. And then if you do tag us, we are on the Twitters at Echo Station Cast. Like we said, we're going to be recording our reaction to Rise of Skywalker right after the movie, so that would be out in the next few days after. You can follow me at IR Turner on Twitter. And then you can follow Chris at The Dirt Witch. And yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
We're almost there.
We are recording now. It is literally a week.
Ugh.
7 days. We have to stay alive for 7 days.
Oh my, don't even joke.
That's it. We just got to do 7 days and we're done. But for real, we cannot wait. We've been waiting for this for a while. And until next time, guys, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.